Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 12 through 19. When Jesus entered a certain village, 10 men with leprosy met him. Standing at a distance, they called out loudly, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." As they went away, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice. He fell on his face at Jesus' feet, thanking him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus responded, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give glory to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go your way. Your faith has saved you." When Jesus said, "Go." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Have you ever heard someone say, "Go," in different ways? "Go away." The door slams. Someone's upset. "You should go." Like when parents tell you to go to a birthday party you're nervous about. "Go on, you can do it." When you're at bat in baseball or learning to ride a bike. "Let's go." When the family piles into the car for a fun trip. One time, Jesus said, "Go," but it wasn't "go away." It was to 10 men with a terrible skin disease called leprosy. They cried, "Jesus, have pity on us." And Jesus said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." Why the priests? Back then, if your skin disease was gone, the priest was the one who could say, "Yes, you're healed. You can be around people again." Here's the amazing part. As they were going, Jesus healed them. All 10 were healed. But only one man came back to say thank you to Jesus. He knelt at Jesus' feet and thanked him. That man understood Jesus' "go" wasn't "go away." It was "go, I will heal you." And guess what? Jesus still says "go" to us. Go to church. He promises to forgive your sins and heal your soul. Go to him in prayer. He promises to hear you. Jesus' "go" is never to push you away. It's always an invitation with a promise. "Go, and I will be with you." We pray to God. Thank you, Lord, for telling me to go, not to push me away, but to invite me close to you. Help me trust your promises and always come back with thanks. Amen.
We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.